United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
A lot of what we talked about this week had to do with Penn State. The coach's show is tonight. I just want to let people know that. The coach's show is usually on Thursday nights, and it runs during football and then basketball, men's basketball season. And tonight, after the news at 6 o'clock, it'll be on. So fully expecting Penn State interim coach Terry Smith to be taking part.
You would think.
As we look at the Iowa game this weekend. By the way, Iowa game kickoff is scheduled for 7 o'clock. That means pregame here on WILK is at 5:30. That game you will not find on your regular network television. You will have to have a streaming service to get it. Peacock is carrying it.
Just so, to show you how much of a fan my wife is, I was talking about how she's like the fan. I'm a fan, but she's the fan in the house. Right. I found out my Peacock had gone up to $17.99 a month, and I told her, I'm like, I kind of want to get rid of it, but before we do it, I just want to let you know the Penn State game. And she goes, we're not canceling.
I was That's like, it.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. I'll enjoy the game with you.
Yeah. So we will have Coach's show tonight. Be interesting to hear what he has to say. And he's been speaking, the interim coach. For the last couple of days after practice, I did listen to his, I think he had like 10 minutes. I watched that yesterday live as it came down. And, you know, he is not sugarcoating what is going on. And he talked about how what happened on Sunday was traumatizing, was the word he used, for the players. And on Sunday, the players heard from Franklin. So he spoke to the players, James Franklin. On Sunday, as did the interim coach, but not very long. He said, we just told the kids, well, they're kids making a lot of money, but we told the students to, you know, disperse, like no practice. And then they had practice on Monday, which normally they don't have. Anyway, he did say yesterday, you know, we all failed Coach Franklin. That's why he's not here. That's what he said to reporters. Now, look, I think it's a little bit of everything, isn't it? Coach Franklin, you could say, failed the players because they obviously weren't ready to play at the caliber people were expecting. On the other hand, they all worked together. So when the students, some of them were saying, we feel bad, we feel like we have guilt because we feel like we failed our coach. You know, yeah, well, even the other coach, the interim coach, who you know was obviously a part of the coaching staff, said we all failed. You know, so, I mean, it's an honest way to look at it.
Did you see, I'm sorry, I was making sure I had the right article here. Did you see Pittston's Dominic DeLuca talking about James Franklin?
Mm-mm.
I wanted to bring this up yesterday and I completely forgot. He has been interviewed about, like, and you start talking about when players are like, we let the coach down. The bonds they make are incredible. He did an interview and a couple things he touched on. I guess when he was in high school at Wyoming area, he tore his ACL, called James Franklin crying, thinking everything was lost. And Franklin was like, look, we're going to work this out. And he said that he hit rock bottom. And his quote was, he said, James Franklin, the coach, was able to settle me down, get my head straight, and told me what we were going to do, how we're going to do it. I trusted the process. I lived the process to the fullest. He said, Coach Franklin was one of the only coaches to believe in me and give me an opportunity to play at my dream school and chase my dreams. So, I mean, it's a very emotional time. And he said, Coach Franklin will always be a big name in my family. Definitely for the DeLuca family, just the connection he made with my parents, my siblings, my nephew, everyone in my family, he's touched and has been a great role model and a great person to everyone. So I like stories like that. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you move on? How do you play for someone else when someone made such an emotional impact on you?
Right.
Personally,
well, I mean,
that's what we have to find out.
In the end, as you get older and we all get older, and even the coach said this yesterday, we're adults and things like this happen.
They do.
And we go on. And for younger people that don't have that experience, you have to get them to trust you. You know, we have to worry about them and try to, you know, understand what they're also going through. He said that one of the defensive coaches from years ago, Brady, I think he said the last, maybe I got the name wrong, but he said that guy had reached out to him and said, you need to just emotionally work with them to get them to a place where they can, you know, play at their best. So, you know, yeah, you and I know, I mean, there's bosses that you have that you love and something happens, whether they leave on their own or nobody likes that. So I get it. I get that he made and look, in no way, I think most people who thought it was time for, you know, James Franklin to move on, I don't think any of them would say he was a bad person. I think most of them would agree he was a great recruiter. People have said that he was probably one of the best recruiters in all of college football because he was able to develop relationships with people and forge a connection that would make them want to play. All of that is also, though, separate from putting the pieces together in the plays. And you know, there have been a lot of people who've talked about how the NIL has changed things too. Does the NIL change the way you play the players? Was another thing I have seen again and again when people talk about
play
this.
Are you
playing the players who make the most money, or are you playing the players who can help you win? I know it seems weird, but there's this thing also where you know they can leave.
Yeah.
So if you have a player that is much wanted and makes a good amount of money, are you more biased now to play that player if they're not doing and living up to what they're doing? There are some who have thought there are people on the bench that may be able to give more than what they've been getting from the ones that, you know, you've paid the most for and have the most hopes for. So anyway, Smith said it's been a challenging week. The guys are responding somewhat. Now, I also wondered, I'm going to read more of what he had to say. Part of me also wonders if, you know, there's not some gameplay here as well, in the sense that you also don't want Iowa to be expecting we're doing gangbusters. There's a little bit of mind play in here. I think if you also are talking about the team in a fashion that they're still struggling, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he's not downplaying some of it because he wants to come out, you know, hot on Saturday. So what he said was, we still have some work to do. They're all hurt and torn, disappointed in what happened. Coach brought everyone in the building in. These are young people. They're not used to people. We as adults, we have to adjust quicker. We're just taking the time to mentor these guys and spend some quality time with them to get them interested and motivated back out there. And you're like, wait a minute. You're like, make it. Some of these are making good money. You've got to get them motivated.
Not all of them, though.
Anyway, he said, we've got to prepare for Iowa. I've got these guys. I've got to get these guys emotionally ready to play a football game. Each day is getting better. Sunday was traumatizing. Monday, they calmed down a little bit, but had some anger in them. Yesterday was show up for practice, coach, and give you some effort. Today was, hey, we'll run a little harder. I think we're headed in the right direction, he said. So, you know, I know he's, you know, going to, I think, if anything, underplay than overplay what they're going through.
Get him to a point where you can go, let's flip that switch. And then they're like, oh, no, that was a fake limp.
You're asking for a lot from, everything I've heard about the backup quarterback, who's now the quarterback. He's great. He's great. But again, he has to take into account, you have to take into account that he's going in after something that is shocking to them, right? The loss of the coach, shocking to them, the loss of their quarterback. Also going on the road, a team with great defense, from what I understand. and in another stadium, sold out, by the way, and it's going to be loud and raucous. By the way, Grunkmeyer says he has been talking every day with Drew Aller, and he's been giving him stuff to prepare him as to what to expect. They've been practicing with a lot of noise and stuff playing because they need to be able to play in that kind of an atmosphere. So they're really like, it's a lot to ask for them to do.
I think it's a really good situation for Grunkmeyer because this is a situation where if Penn State loses again and he does just okay or even bad, people would say the system is falling apart. Let's give him a break. But this is the type of game where stars are born. If he has a great performance, even for this one game, because they're about to hit a brick wall in the next two, or the game after this
one. It's going to get
ugly with Ohio State and then Indiana.
But
it's one of those games where like the expectations are like unknown. So any better than average performance becomes a star-making performance,
and
make people believe. So it's a good spot to be in, and I think it's where great quarterbacks and leaders step up if they are at that level. It's a mental and physical thing. So I look forward to seeing what he can do.
Yeah, and I think the people will be out there. I think people will be supporting them when they are back home. I expect it's going to be a raucous crowd. Look, it can get really ugly in the stands. My daughter's a student there. She's gone to the home games. And honestly, she has been a bit disappointed in the fact that fans are so quick to boo. I mean, it's ugly. It's ugly. Booing the quarterback, booing the coach. You don't have to be happy with the performance, but there's a real ugliness that's been brewing because the expectations were way high.
I hate to blame your daughter. But that's her fault. She should have gone when they were playing better.
Somebody texted and asked us, is it true Franklin filed a wrongful termination lawsuit against Penn State?
Didn't see that.
Did not see that anywhere at all.
That would take some footballs.
I mean, they can terminate him. Yeah. It's just that they are required to pay him. However, we did understand that he has to do what's called a duty to mitigate. So he needs to look for another job. It can be like something within the realm of college football, whether it's a coach or whether it's a broadcaster. Yeah. And whatever he gets paid, the school has to pay the difference if it's under what he was making. If it's over what he was making, well, then sayonara. See you later, right?
We're free and clear.
Another story that came out yesterday, and it was only reported on by one outlet. A couple others, though, picked it up, and it had to do with there's a news that James Franklin had talked about wanting to do a contract extension this summer.
We have another idea.
Yeah. So it was reported, Nittany Sports Now broadcast, I guess, talked about it, and they had a podcast. And the first person to report was Nate Bauer of Blue White Illustrated. And it says Nittany Sports Now can confirm that James Franklin asked Penn State for a contract extension over the summer. They were reporting that Franklin felt he was not owed, but worthy of a contract extension and renegotiation just this past summer. And now, he still had 6 years left, but a lot has changed since, this thing was done with the NIL and some coaches making a whole heap, I guess, more money than him. At the time, you might say, well, look, maybe he was right to feel this way. He took them almost, one play away from the national championship game. And he had all this expectation and these great players who remained. They had a number two preseason ranking. So it didn't happen. The other reports are indicating that he may have done an end around the athletic director. That he didn't, just go right to the athletic director, but maybe went to someone, higher up. But, it seems like they still had a good relationship. But can you imagine if they did renegotiate over the summer? There were some people so upset already with him having the 10 years and, 6 years left. If they renegotiated and this season fell apart,
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that would have been really crazy.
I mean, it could still happen. I think people are already saying that they would double down. Like, what were they thinking? I think the biggest sticker shock, it would be sticker shock, though. If people were freaked out by this, like, I can't believe it. Oh, 50 million. Can you imagine if it was like, they owe them $100,000 or I'm sorry, $100 million. Right. Oh, my God.
That yeah, would it would have been even more insane. Look, there were a lot. There were a number of national sports outlets, right, who would constantly harp on the big game James and like criticize the fact that he couldn't, you know, win it.
Nothing
and
worse then, than a sarcastic nickname.
And then after this happens, goes, what were you thinking? There were others who were putting up old tweets of these sports, you know, people where they would insult James Franklin and the fact that he couldn't do it. And then after he's let go, or like, what are they thinking? He did it. And it's like, wait, you can't have it every way, can you? I guess you can.
If no one notices, yes, you can.
So people have been calling out others to go, what do you mean? So there was an article, some mainstream article that was like talking about there's no more patience in college football. And they were using this and people are going, what? 12 years, how much more patient would you have to be?
I feel like that's the wrong approach. I understand what they're saying. You really have the money. The schools make so much money. They don't have time for patience. You need to be a winning program and you can't. The biggest problem this year wasn't just having a bad season. Penn State, I think, is like any school can have a bad season. It's they started way higher than they should have now. We know that. We know that's the case. They should never have been a number two team. They didn't play like it right out of the gates. And to fall as fast as they did and out, what they were paying him didn't match expectations. People went in excited and left feeling like they were duped.
Right.
That's where this is.
Sure.
If they started out ranked like 25th or 24th, this is a different conversation we're having.
Well, yeah. But also, you know, when you say there's no patience,
there isn't.
I'm sorry. He's been there for 12 years. This was not like someone who came in for a couple of years and you're like, all right, that's it. But I do think it's changed. It's going to change a lot. I think you're going to see more of these, not as long of contracts, but a lot more in shorter bursts, perhaps.
This proves, though, it doesn't necessarily matter because if someone wants to get rid of you, they will. And if the school is just like, yeah, whatever, if we have to get rid of them, I think they want to make sure if we do knock it out of the park with our decision and we have the best coach ever, we have it on paper to keep them around. Like, they're locking that person. And I think, you know, people just, they have no patience and they want instant gratification. Franklin did the opposite of that this year, three times in a row.
Right.
He dropped the ball and again dropped the ball and again dropped the ball.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
There was a News Nation town hall last night. And it was getting heated at times because they were talking about the ongoing government shutdown. And on the stage, Representative Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, Representative Ro Khanna, Democrat from California, also Representative Madeline Dean, a Democrat from here in Pennsylvania, and with Chris Cuomo as well, Stephen A. Smith, who you folks all know. I think most people do. And he kind of let everybody else talk. And then it seemed like he was kind of annoyed about what's going on. I'm going to play a little for you. I believe Chris Cuomo is speaking at the beginning of this. And then Stephen Smith begins his discussion right after that.
The practicality of the purpose. It's just about name calling and which side is worse.
Oh, people
Stephen,
like,
are you going to say something?
I just want to say,
there it is.
Trying to be very respectful to everybody because they deserve it.
Why?
Let me say that. No, because you deserve it. But let me say this. I don't think Washington understands how ticked off we truly are. Right. Think about the conversation that we're having right now. You brought up the single payer system, emulating Canada. You know, we're looking at a president that just gave $20 billion to Argentina. Mm-hmm. We're hearing about or witnessing what I consider to be a retribution tour. And even though to some degree, I don't blame him because of how people went after him, still, it appears to be counterproductive. We're listening to this kind of stuff while a young man walked up to the microphone and said that he had to leave here to go and work on DoorDash
right.
to help pay for his daughter's tuition. Meanwhile, everybody up here getting paid.
Right.
But he ain't. This is this kind of stuff right here. That's how you know, and I'm not accusing any of you directly or personally of feeling this way. I'm just talking about the apparatus that is Washington, the nation's capital. This is why you have so many Americans, excuse my language, so pissed off at Washington, because somehow, some way, you get to have these conversations, engage in specific elements of it to talk about what we need to do to get things better. Our debt is $37.8 trillion. Somehow, some way, the taxpayers been paying this, been throwing money, because we all look at our check, and it's been going to the government. And somehow, some way, you're supposed to be doing something constructive and productive enough to make sure that we don't have that kind of deficit. It isn't happening. A government shutdown is going on right now. A man has to work on DoorDash when he's really an air traffic controller
right.
that we applauded. And we're up here talking about how much some money is going to cost. And the only person that don't have a check coming is him. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a break.
And then he got up and he walked away. So it was one of those moments where it does show for these our lawmakers how they don't understand what is going on. And even Stephen A. Smith doesn't. Understand. I mean, right. he gets it enough to know to, you know, understand and be empathetic to others. Truly, we will never see them care enough unless they're not getting paid during this and they get the same health care off the marketplace like everybody else. That's the only way. They have absolutely no clue how much people pay on health insurance because they have the best of the best. It is time. I really believe that anybody moving forward to run for positions in government need to run on term limits, no stock trading, and also we all get the same health care that the average person off of the marketplace gets. And that way you will see them fight for the things that truly need to be fought for.
It's interesting, too. There used to be this outrage people would have about political candidates or politicians in general when they weren't relatable. Was it George H.W. Bush who was like, "What? How do you work this scanner?" Was that him?
God knows. It's, a lot of them, they don't know.
Yeah, like at the grocery store. Ah, what does this thing do? How do you work this? And we'd be outraged. They don't know what we go through. That's really what is happening now, but with our health care. And nobody's like, how do they not know how this system works? They're clueless to it because they don't have to deal with it. They have the same health care that I could be wrong here. I've said this before, when I was out of work, had no income, and I was on the state, like the low income Medicaid. Best health care I had in the terms of stress I've ever had.
Right.
There were no copays. It was a handout when I needed it. I got a job. I got off that system. But it was easy. It wasn't the nightmare people talk about. And if they're dealing with something like that, they will never understand what regular people are dealing with when they're like, hey, you have cancer and it's going to cost you $8,000 for a test. Why $8,000? Well, you haven't hit your deductible yet. The hell is going on? Like,
yeah.
If they're not dealing with anything.
No, and they don't have. And
if they don't have copays, if they don't have anything, if they get free prescriptions, they don't understand the struggles people have.
I've talked to one person in particular that had money through, insurance through government. And they were shocked when I explained how much I pay just out of my paycheck every pay period. And then on top of that, how much the copay is, and then co-insurance, and then a percentage of imaging and lab work. And it's insane. So they have no urgency, no sense of urgency. I think they will when constituents start to call them and say, I went on the marketplace and my insurance, which was $7,000 a year, is now $20,000+. How do I pay that? In what world am I able to afford that? And that is the reality of what is coming. There's a story, I think it's on Penn Live today. If you go to PennLive.com, and it talks about Penny, the marketplace here, and how much it's going to go up for people. And it depends on your income as well. And one woman, the concern was she pays a couple hundred and you're talking thousands of dollars a month from hundreds. And that's it's coming, and it's coming within the next few weeks. This government shutdown is shut down because I believe the Democrats are trying to say the train is coming and there are people on the tracks and we can do the responsible thing and at least extend it while we talk about it. Or you can allow it to hit. And we want you to know we tried to stop it. It's awful.
Am I wrong? Somebody texted about, something called the Affordable Care Act and needs subsidies. Wasn't that part of the compromise? I didn't get everything I wanted. So in order to make it affordable, you had to use subsidies to get to the end game, which was to be subsidy free. But it,
right. Look, it, I, and
no
I have
one agreed
it,
on it.
I have it somewhere here. And even Barack Obama the other day in one of his he was doing an interview podcast, I believe, with somebody. And he had said he would have gone for single payer, but he didn't have the votes.
Right.
And so it was a compromise. And I believed at that time that he should have gone for single payer. But instead, he went to the compromise position. And that just immediately had a no from Republicans. Remember, Mitt Romney had Romney Care. And so it was very popular. And instead of starting at just like you go into the car deal and you go, the car dealer says, I want X amount of dollars, and you haggle it down.
Yeah.
But if you look at the costs of health care, because the one thing you hear a lot of people say is it's gotten so expensive since the Affordable Care Act. If you actually look at the numbers before the Affordable Care Act was going into place, it was going up even higher. even higher percentages. I'm going to try to find those numbers for you because I did bookmark it the other day.
This would be buying it independently, correct?
Right.
Okay. So I have no point of reference for
that. I mean, back then you got it through work or you got it, you know, yourself, and they had, remember, they had high risk pools. People like me with a BRCA gene. So I've got a BRCA gene. I caused that. I was born with a gene that gives me a very high chance of ovarian cancer and breast cancer. And now they're finding possibly other ones as well. So someone like me would have been forced into a high risk pool where I would have had to pay exponentially more. And the Affordable Care Act was like, no, we're going to allow people to not be denied insurance because of a pre-existing condition. You know, you lose your job.
Yeah.
And if you lost your job back then and had coverage, lost it, didn't have it, and had a condition, it all of a sudden was pre-existing for the new one you went to. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy. Now, then they had subsidies that people, so the punishment, remember the penalty that you'd have if you didn't get health insurance.
Which so many people got so angry about. It was a very little bit of money, but whatever.
Yeah, but I just like with a car, I mean, look, most everybody's going to get care when they go to a hospital. You should have health insurance. If you don't, so that money, when people said, no, I don't want it, also went into the pool. Well, you took that out. Republicans took that out. And that's why it also is more expensive. Look, these private equity firms that are running these companies, we have bean counters and pharmacy benefit managers, people who are telling doctors what they should be doing with patients and what medicine they'll be covering. I mean, it's a nightmare. We talked to that Dr. Coey the other day from Jefferson in Philadelphia. He's a cardiologist and he has a book called Failure to Treat. And he talks about the individual issues. And he talks about how physicians will appeal when a patient is told by their insurance company, you cannot get a certain medication. And they'll deny it even on a face-to-face call with a doctor. And he talks about how it's insane because one woman who couldn't get the heart medicine she needed ended up getting a procedure on the table, which cost more money. She had horrible issues with the procedure itself that debilitated her for life and created even more money that the insurance company would have to pay. So we have a broken system where people want to make money off of denying you care, and that should never happen. Let's get to Joe Snedeker, Storm Tracker 16 meteorologist with the NEPA weather.
Hi, folks, and good Thursday. Another fantastic day to be alive. Snedeker here from WNEP-TV. I was outside yesterday, as predicted. The sun felt great, but then when you get that wind, it was like, bleh. It's like when you're eating a hamburger and then you bite into it and there's a pickle there. It's like it ruins the whole thing. That's how yesterday's wind was. So you're going to get that again today. It's going to be nice and sunny, but you got the wind. If you're exposed, that's going to annoy you. High temperature 56 today, a little bit below average. Overnight tonight, 35, a little frost. Tomorrow is Friday, 60 degrees and sunny. Thank you, universe. Still a little breezy. If you're making plans for the weekend, I know Jason is. He likes to go up to Roba's without the wife, without the kids. He just rents one of those little fire pits, brings whiskey, and drinks alone like George Thorogood. So go for it, man. It's going to be an awesome weekend. Partly sunny Saturday, up to about 65, 68 on Sunday, partly sunny. There might be some showers Sunday night. You'll be in bed and then showery into Monday and Tuesday with high temperatures hanging out in the low 60s by then. The rest, my friend, that's up to you. Nance, have a talk with Jason.
We do this every morning. We have a talk. All right. 41 degrees at your official weather station, WILK. All right. So tonight, 6:05 after the news at the top of the hour, we will have the coaches show, Penn State coaches show. It's an hour long show. And obviously the interim coach will be the one chatting and people will be tuning in. So make sure you give it a listen. You can listen to it, obviously, on our what we call terrestrial radio, or you can also listen to it on the Odyssey app tonight, 7 o'clock. So listen to that. And then I'm interested to see. No, I don't live in New York City, but the mayoral general election debate is this evening. It's the first one. and it's going to be taking place, originating from WNBC's 30 Rockefeller Center Studios. There's no audience going to be there, but it's going to air live. Now, obviously, we won't be able to get it on our regular NBC, you know, NBC channels here, but you can stream it. It'll be digital and streaming as well. NBC4 New York, Telemundo also going to have it, so you can check it out. I'm interested to see it only because I'm really interested to see how the candidates do in this world today. This is an interesting race. Andrew Cuomo, the independent, will be there. Zoran Mamdani, the Democrat candidate, and Curtis Sliwa, Republican, also going to be there. The three of them on the stage. And I am sure what's going to happen. Andrew Cuomo and Curtis Sliwa will go pretty much hard on Zoran Mamdani because he is still leading in the polls by double digits. Double digits. After Eric Adams backed out, they thought, some thought, it was a slight bump for Cuomo, but not enough to bridge that gap.
I mean, am I wrong in thinking here it's when you have old school politics versus this new like if people are buying into the shiny new object, it's hard. It's going to be hard for Chris Cuomo to step up and be like, you remember me? I mean, you like that,
it's
right?
It's going to be very interesting.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We're not going to have time for our song for the celebrity birthday game, but we will have time for the game itself. How about that?
Whatever. Okay, what do we got?
All right. By the way, it's National Feral Cat Day today, so hug the feral cat. No, babe, don't do that.
Please don't.
Don't do that. You don't know what they might have.
Local radio personality. Tells people to hug cats.
Some birthdays today, celebrities, on this date, October the 16th. How old is Tim Robbins?
Tim Robbins.
Mystic River, Shawshank Redemption, a whole bunch. Bull Durham. Good the stuff.
Former wife of Thelma or Louise?
Yeah.
I don't know which
Susan.
One. Yeah, Sarandon. He's 61.
67.
Wow, okay.
Guess what? It's Flea's birthday.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers, Flea.
Yeah, the bassist. Flea. Such a good name.
Yes. At one point, my favorite band, so I should know this. I'm going to say he's probably 62.
63.
All right.
Good job. Bob Weir, The Grateful Dead. Bobby and the Midnights. You know him from The Grateful Dead. Singer, guitarist.
Where the World would be a good name, too. 75.
78. Just missed it. Just missed it. And John Mayer, singer and songwriter.
Known for his philandering ways. And then wrote a song called Daughters, like he looked uncomfortable. Once dated Taylor Swift, too, I think. All right. He's my age, maybe a little younger. I'm going to say he's 48.
He is 48. You got it. Ding, ding, ding. Good for you.
I'm leaving the show a winner.
Is he married now? Or is
I don't
he just,
pay attention.
He's kind of fallen out of the...
Let's see.
Falling out of
John
ways.
John Mayer. Let's
Do
see.
We really care?
I'm
sorry.
You asked.
I only asked if you knew, just because he was known for his
flick. Parents and a sibling.
That's
Carl Mayer. No, there I don't see go. Relationship.
It is 41 degrees. If it's your birthday today, October 16th, happy birthday. If it's your anniversary, we wish you a very happy anniversary.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.